Oh, Cecil, I have a surprise for you.
Is that why you asked me to come over tonight?
Yeah, I want you to meet someone.
Is someone else coming over?
Yes, he'll be here in just a minute. I think I hear his car in front.
Oh, I know. You don't need to tell me. It's Alexander. I know.
Now, Cecil, I want you to meet him.
I'm going out the back way. I don't want to meet him.
Cecil, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I just don't want to know that guy.
Well, what have you got against him?
Oh, plenty.
But you've never seen him. You don't know him.
No, and I don't want to.
Cecil, please be nice. You're going to stay here now, aren't you?
Oh, why should I? Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, I forgot, Cecil. If you go, Cecil, I'll be here all alone with Alexander. All alone.
I'll stay. I'd like to see anybody move me.
Well, that's fine. Now promise me you'll be nice to him.
Oh, I'll be polite.
Remember, he's my guest.
Yes, but not mine. Don't forget.
Oh, that's him now. Open the door, Cecil, please.
You're closer to it. You open it.
Oh, all right. Oh, hello, Alexander.
Well. Hello, little sunbeam. Been pining away for me, huh?
Well, Alexander, you're a little early.
That's me all over. Keeping surprise.
Can I take your coat? That's an awfully nice coat.
Oh, it's just one of my cheap coats. I'm trying to wear it out, you know.
Oh, Alexander, you always have the nicest things.
And why not? Boy, you're not so slouchy yourself. Gee, you look good to me, baby.
Oh, Alexander, you stop.
Been dreaming about me lately?
Oh, of course not.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I had an awfully nice time the other night.
And why not? Look who you were out with.
You're the nicest dancer, you are.
Well, I've had very few complaints.
What have you got behind you?
Here you are. I never forget. Some candy for you. My favorite kind.
Oh, well, thanks. Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, how about a little kiss for that? You know, the best things in life are not free.
Oh, Sally, I'm still here, you know.
Oh, Cecil.
Well, who's your little boyfriend?
Cecil, this is Alexander. Alexander, this is Cecil.
Hello, son. How's your liver?
How do you do?
Oh, everyone.
I want you two to be friends.
Sure, you look like a pretty decent egg, Cecil.
Well, thanks. I've heard a lot about you.
But looks are sometimes deceiving.
Oh, Alexander, you're always kidding.
Yeah, just a big clown.
Cecil.
All right, but say we park on the Davenport and let's eat this candy.
Look, Cecil. See, Alexander brought me some candy.
Sweet for the sweet.
Where'd you find them, Alexander?
Oh, that's a good one. Where did I find them? You're also a funny fellow.
Cecil, that wasn't a very polite thing to say.
Well, I was just being funny, Alexander.
Not Alexander. Just Alex to one and all. Plain Alex.
Now here, let's all sit down here together and talk.
Fine, and that was...
Wait a minute, Alexander. Let me sit in the middle.
Oh, pardon.
There. Now, that's fine. Want some candy, Cecil?
No.
Oh, you don't want any, Cecil?
No.
Better take some. I only buy the expensive kind.
No, thanks.
Oh, well, Sally and I will eat it. Won't we, sweetness?
Now, Alexander, don't you start that. You remember the other night.
That's right. I forgot. Oh, listen, did I tell you when I was in China this summer?
Oh, I think you did the other night.
Well, I didn't tell you about Turkey. You know, Dad let me go all around the world.
I'll bet you had a lovely time.
Say, did I tell you I was to start your college this year?
Oh, you do? Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, it's all right, you know. Don't ever go to Turkey.
I won't ever get the chance.
Those foreign countries are all alike.
Oh, that must be thrilling.
Alexander, don't you think you'd like to talk a while now?
What did you say, Cecil?
I said, wouldn't you like to talk a while now?
Oh, Cecil, he's just being funny, Alexander. Cecil is always clowning. Go on.
Oh, a funny guy, huh? Well, as I was saying...
Oh, Cecil, don't you think it would be nice to go to all those places?
Oh, well...
I've seen everything that I want to see. It's nothing. Is that a radio or a Victrola, Sugar?
Why, it's both.
Got any hot records?
A few. Cecil, shall we dance? Do you want to?
Well...
If sure he wants to. Put on a record, Cecil, and Sally and I will show you some hot dancing.
What do you want me to play, Sally?
Oh, no, let's don't dance. Let's just talk.
Oh, come on, let's get hot.
Oh, no, let's just stay here. Tell us some more about your trip this summer.
Well,
I'd rather see you all dance, Sally. Shall I put on a record?
No, Cecil. Cecil, tell Alexander the joke you told me the other night. Go ahead, he'd like to hear it. Wouldn't you, Alexander?
Sure, shoot the words.
Well, it's not very good.
That's all right, tell it anyhow.
Well, there was a man wanted to buy a shirt, and he went into a department store, and he went up to the clerk, and the clerk asked him, he said, what do you want?
Oh, yeah? Oh, I know that one. I heard it a long time ago.
Well, it's a good joke anyhow.
hey, sweetness, can I have a drink of water? Gee, I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, you've been eating that candy too fast.
Wait a minute, Sally. Cecil, you don't mind running out in the kitchen and getting me a drink of water?
Well, you see, I don't know where the glasses are.
Well, Cecil, you'll find them on the top shelf in the pantry.
Well, of course, Sally. I'll get a glass of water if you want to stay here alone with Alexander.
Oh, Cecil, don't act so funny.
If you want to be left alone, well, why don't you just say so?
Oh, we're too polite for that.
Now, Alexander, you stop trying to make Cecil look foolish.
Someone beat me to it, sweetie.
Listen, Alexander, if you're thirsty, I know why it is. And it's
Cecil,
because you
please,
just...
please, just a minute. Alexander, do you still want a glass of water?
Oh, I get you. Sure. Shall we go in the kitchen together?
No, you wait here. I'll bring you a glass of water in just a minute. See, Sal? Come with me and turn on the light for me.
Huh? Oh, hey!
Well, hey, wait. I'll go, too.
Oh, no, Alexander. You wait here. We'll be right back. Come on, Cecil. I know Alexander must be thirsty. We'll get him a glass of water. We'll be right back, Alexander. You just amuse yourself.